Blog Talk Radio.
The Vision Global Podcast Show is a podcast that welcomes all kinds of people and all types of professions from all over the world. I am so happy you decided to listen to this podcast. Now sit back and enjoy the show. Welcome, everyone, to the Vision Global Podcast with your host, Crystal Starnes. This is a brand new show, and I'm so excited you are here. We have a special guest that's coming on tonight. His name is Alan Greenstein, and Alan is an actor, producer, blogger, and brand ambassador. He is also the founder of Support Our Creatives, and he is also on the board of directors of the Bella Levy Foundation that fights against human trafficking. Let's welcome Alan Greenstein to the show. Good evening, Alan. How are you doing?
Hello, Crystal. Doing good. So happy to be here on your inaugural episode of your new show.
That's awesome. And I'm so happy that you are here as well. I'm excited to hear about your life and things you're doing in the community. And I'm sure everybody out there listening wants to hear about who you are as well. So let's get started by telling the audience a little bit about who you are and your background.
Okay. I'm the executive producer and founder of the organization Support Our Hashtag Creatives. Its mission is to level the playing field for underrepresented creatives and artists so that they have the same opportunities as everyone else to get their works created, distributed, and seen. And under this umbrella organization, I finance, provide artistic input, creates and or manages IMDb pages or social media pages, and participate in all phases of the life cycle for the creatives projects. And as you mentioned, you know, I'm also on the board of directors of the Bella Levy Foundation. It's a nonprofit to fight human trafficking.
That's awesome. So business to support creatives. Is that like a computer company or I guess what all do you do with that? Like what, if people were interested in, you know, getting your services, what could you tell us about that?
Oh, okay. Well, there's a website, supportourcreatives.com, I should say. And people can reach out to me through that if they're interested in my services. And they can, by going to that website, they can see the kind of services that I offer, which I just summarized a minute ago. And also, besides people reaching out to me, if I also reach out to creatives that I see if I'm interested in working with them on their projects. So yeah,
okay.
So it's all done through that.
Oh, that's awesome. So you've done acting and producing. A lot of your career was doing that, correct?
Well, predominantly in the producer area. But I've also done just a little bit of acting, like I've been an extra, I've been a featured role, different things like that. So, but my predominant area is in the area of producing. You know, it might be the executive producer or associate producer. It depends on the project. But also I really want to have the artistic input to a person's project. To really understand what the project is all about, and hopefully I'll be able to contribute and add value to that project. So it's really the producer side that's really the most that I really focus on. And in addition to that, um, for projects that are being produced in my area, right, in Maryland. I also have had the opportunity to be on set, and that's always a very educational experience. Because I've got different roles like production assistant or a script supervisor or any role they particularly want or interested in having me do on there. So those are the three major areas. It basically is the producing area and being on set when the opportunity, as well as So those are the main areas.
So what inspired you to get involved in the movie world?
Okay, when I was growing up, I was always interested in watching TV about about the credits, who actually is working on here to put this particular program together. So in a sense, that's kind of really where it started. And then later on, when I got a bit older, I was able to vacation in Los Angeles in the 70s. So that goes way back. To be on the audience of sitcoms, learn how they are made. Another very educational experience. And so it definitely goes way back. But I didn't really get into the entertainment industry in any way until social media came along. So that was really the game changer. It was many years until I actually really finally got into it in 2009 when I joined Twitter. And somehow people found out about my interest, and we started having conversations, and that led me to start being a part of people's projects.
That's awesome. So you do all like the movie end of it, and then you have this other company. What do you do for fun in your spare time?
Oh, fun in my spare time. Let's see. Well, I guess I like to walk around neighborhood and also go locations, different locations. And so that's the kind of thing I take to take a break from the usual thing that I do.
Well, you seem very busy, and you're doing a lot of great things. Like, I know that you're the board of directors on the Bella Levy Foundation. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's how I actually connected with you, because Bella Levy appeared on one of your podcasts. So I met Bella on a film set where that particular day she happened to be the COVID compliance officer. And we started talking, and eventually I discovered that she's also an actor. And she talked about her passion project, the Blue Ribbon Project, and ultimately that led to the founding of the Bella Levy Foundation. And she honored me by asking me to be on the board of directors. For me, my basic role on the board of directors is more like in the social media area, doing the social media aspects of publicizing the Bella Levy Foundation. Yeah, so.
That's great. Yeah, I like what she stands for. Like, you're obviously part of it as well. I mean, if anybody's out there listening, it's to fight against human trafficking. She actually created a QR code. You know, if anybody needs help, they can scan it on our website, and it'll go right to the police.
Yes.
So I think that's amazing.
That's exactly right.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's great.
Yes. So I was really an honor to be asked to be on the board of directors because it's such a great cause.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else that you want to tell the audience about who you are, or any other services that you offer that you think that could help people in the community?
Oh, yes, yes. Over the years, I've developed long-term relationships with people in the entertainment industry, so that really allows me to have a bigger impact trying to influence how the projects come out. So, that's, and as I said, I indicated, I'm always willing to do what I can to add value to the project. And the main, as I said, the services I offer will hopefully take some of the burden off the people who are actually running those projects, so that I can, so that way I'll be able to help with the different things. And they would have more time to deal with the nuts and bolts of actually doing the production itself.
Well, that's great, that everything that you offer, and you could probably help a lot of people out there. If anyone out there is listening and wants to get in contact with Mr. Greenstein, can you give your contact information?
Oh, yes, I will. So the best way of getting in touch with me is to go to my website, supportourcreatives.com, and you can go over to the contact tab, and that way I'll be notified of your interest. And what my process is, I usually like to arrange a phone call so that I can learn more about the person and the person's project, and indicate what my requirements are, so that I'll be able to become part of the project. And I always try to be as honest as possible. I don't want to overpromise on what I can deliver, because currently, it's the support I cast creators is really just me. So therefore, I have to indicate that, for example, I'm limited on the amount of financial contribution that I can get to the particular project. And I just want to make sure that people are aware of what those limitations are. And in addition to that, I expect that if there's any documentation associated with the project, that, reading the script or seeing the pitch deck or look at the budget, anything like that, I also like to be able to take a look at that before I decide if I want to become part of that person's project. And sometimes even the content might decide whether or not I want to become part of the project.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. And I think you're doing a lot of amazing things. And anyone out there listening, make sure you get in contact with Alan Greenstein. He's an amazing man. I actually got the opportunity to meet him in person, and I was on set with him about like a month ago. And I would highly recommend him. He's a very good person.
Yeah, and thank you. And I also like to mention, if it's okay, that I have a room on the Clubhouse app. Those who are familiar with it, it's basically an audio only application where people can collaborate with each other. And I actually have my own show on there called Support Our Hashtag Creatives, and which is typically on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So for those for the listeners here who are on Clubhouse, I would love to have you on my show. So please reach out and listen in the way that I had indicated. And so that's something else I definitely wanted to bring up.
That's awesome, and I still need to join that. I keep forgetting to do that, but I will definitely get on there, and I need to, because you'd asked me to be on your show too, and I need to get that scheduled. So I apologize in advance.
Clubhouse has really made a difference for me. Of all the social media platforms that I've been on, whether it be Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or whatever, is that it actually allowed me to get into the audio space. And by that I mean to be able to have a show where I interview people, and hopefully improve my interview skills. So before that, it was really everything was just I like to say in print, where I would might interview somebody, but it would be really in print. I would send them questions, and they would send the answers back to me, and I put it into a blog post on the website. But ever since Clubhouse, I pivoted. So that I'm able to have this Clubhouse and get to interview people, and hopefully a lot of people collaborating by being up on the stage. They can ask questions and things like that. So that's definitely been an advantage. And pivoting in general is really important. You know, if you find you're going in a certain direction and things aren't working out too well, then you have to be able to pivot, take a slightly different path, or maybe a major different path, to be able to get where you want to be.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again. I appreciate you coming on. And is there anything else that you want to tell the audience?
Oh, yeah. I mentioned earlier that Support a Hashtag Creative is currently just me. And, you know, as I look towards the future, you know, 5 years from now or maybe even less than that, I really like to have it be converted into an actual business with more than just me, or have a staff to help out with everything, because it's a lot to do doing it myself. Another possibility is Support Our History Creators actually hosting a film festival. I'm looking forward to doing something like that someday, as well as producing my own short film, you know, because I've never had a project of my own like that. And also being able to mentor people, helping them out for people who want to get into the business, try to impart my knowledge and give them advice, stuff like that. So Support Our History Creators, and I look forward to a bright future for it.
That's great. Well, make sure you go check out his website and get in contact with him. And thank you again for coming on the show, and thank you everyone listening to this brand new podcast. Mm-hmm. And if you want to come on the show, you can go to thevisionglobalpodcast.com and reach out to me there, or crystalstarnes.com and fill out the questionnaire or send me an email. I hope everyone has a fabulous night. Take care.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.